Giovanna Rita Di Maria was born on November the 30th, 1989, in Alghero, Italy. Despite always having lived in Sassari, the city of origin of her family, diving into a little diary, we come across this passage. "Beautiful and good, my parents are like two suns that shine around me. I am proud of them and I love them so much. Together with my brother Ettore, they form the most beautiful family in the world. Black hair and eyes. My brother is handsome, strong, and very tall. He is also loving, neat, and diligent, a champion. I am lucky to have such a brother." Giovanna, up to the age of 1 year, was very quiet and very obedient. Then, as soon as she starts walking, her exuberant, lively, and cheerful character immediately emerged from a very young age. She had a natural sensitivity that was certainly not given by education, but came from the grace of God. She grew up in a family environment made up of sound principles and permitted by a great indisputable faith. Everyone who knew her described her as a sunny child, always smiling, and able to find the most beautiful and the positive, even in the ugliest and most negative things. Kiri, as she was known, always made herself available to everyone. She gave up all of her Christmas presents that she had collected over the years and had sent all the money raised to Madagascar for all the poor and needy children. Giovanna recounts in one of her writings, "One day, I was in the garage with my father. I saw a bag full of games that I was very fond of. Thinking of the other children who have nothing, I decided to give it to them." It seems that Kiri had found comfort in charity. She always had her attention drawn towards suffering children, the humble, the defenseless, and the neediest, and above all, an immense love of neighbor and a solid faith in God. She wrote, "The most important thing in Christian prayer is to speak to God as friends, to be in front of Him with the heart, and to give Him gratitude and love for what He gives us. To ask His help just like you do with a friend. Jesus is the greatest friend for Christians." From her youngest years, she chose to sleep on the floor, even refusing a pillow. Her mother Ornella was curious as to why her daughter has always chosen to sleep on the floor. Kiri told her mother that there were many people in the world who do not have a roof over their heads and not even a place to sleep, so she wanted to at least share in their suffering. One day, she told her mother that it was not right to buy her too many things because there were children in the world who had nothing, as she was satisfied with the simple clothing she had and did not allow herself to be influenced by fashions or brands. When Kiri heard about a girl diagnosed with cancer, she wanted to send her books about cartoon characters and videotapes right away. She often talked to her mother about how she was not afraid of life after death. She said that she would die young and go to heaven to help the needy and the sick. She told her mother, "Mom, if I die, don't worry. In the meantime, you have Ettore, and you have to be calm. If the Lord wants me, I'm ready." She told her mother that she wanted to go to heaven and see all the people who needed help from there. One morning, as soon as she woke up, she told her mother that before falling asleep, she had received a visit from an angel, all white with large wings, who carried her in its arms all around the house, until finally laying her back in bed. Kiri mentioned that this very angel had asked her if she wanted to join him in heaven, to which she replied with a yes. It was only after her death that a friend of Kiri had testified that Kiri herself had told her of the same incident, but mentioned that it was not a dream and that the angel was actually present in her room. She told her mother that it was only a dream so as to not worry her. Giovanna was certainly not of this world. Every minute of her life was special, and she lived it with a lot of commitment and love for herself and for others. On October 18, 2002, after volleyball training, and after having greeted and hugging her companions and the instructor, something she had never done before, Kiri, while on foot, went to the shop of one of her aunts. She was then struck by a devastating and irreversible cerebral hemorrhage and died 6 days later, on the 24th of October, in the intensive care unit of the Sazari Civil Hospital, being 1 month shy of her 13th birthday. Giovanna Rita Di Maria, pray for us.